Wake up with
Jonesy and Amanda.
WSFM.
Jim Dolan has been working harder than the crutch on my motorcycle wet weather gear, and he's come up with this. Jimbo's Jibber Jabber. Jibber Jabber.
Jibber Jabber. Get your Jibber Jabber.
Many birthdays in Amanda's house this week. Eldest Liam turns 19 today, would you believe? Happy birthday, mate. Jack, her youngest, turns 17 on Monday.
So cute.
It seems like yesterday he was on the breast.
Yeah.
I remember watching him, you know.
Oh, for God's sake! You know, I know how sense. About I go out and I'm going to go out and I'm going to come in and we're starting again.
No, no, no. There's nothing weird or creepy.
It's been a long-held tradition for Jonesy to give the lads a call on their birthday over the years.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that Jack Oliver?
Yes.
It's Evan Carunkle from the Australian Census.
Hi.
I understand that you turned 12 today.
Yes.
I want you to bring some papers to school to prove that you've turned 12. You've also got to bring a sample of your urine in a cup. Just take it to administration and give it to the teachers.
Okay.
And then you've got to...
Yes,
then
yeah,
you've got to
okay.
Pull your pants
okay, yes.
In the quadrangle.
You've been badgering my son for years.
Indeed. Although I'd say there's a world of difference between a 12-year-old Jack and a 17-year-old one.
Hey, I'll just ask you this question, Jack.
Yeah.
Who do you like more, me or your mum?
I don't think you pay my school fees, though.
Oh. When did they get to you, man? When did they get to you?
Zoom meetings have become a part and parcel of everyday work life these days, and with that comes some drawbacks.
Doesn't suit everybody. I've got a friend who's a university lecturer. She's had to do Zoom meetings all day. She said she's never had to spend so long looking at her own face.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talking to these young students all day. Right. There's her face in the corner and she's going, this is hideous.
Oh, great.
All day.
I'm in a meeting with Shrek. Oh, it's me.
When did Ernest Borgnine turn up?
Will Anderson not only moved to Byron Bay, he also bought a house owned by a famous star, almost as famous as a Hemsworth.
Well, I heard that your house, though, is pretty famous. It was featured on an episode of Skippy.
Well, you know what it's like, Amanda. Celebrities like to buy houses off other celebrities. So when I heard Skippy was selling, yeah. You know, we met backstage at Logie's one night. He was having a big night, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You could see loose at those events.
Another Sydney institution closes down. The last Fleming supermarket.
The Fleming store in Genali is closing down. The last Fleming's.
I didn't think we still had Fleming's.
The last Fleming's in Australia. Do you ever about to tell you about the time I was in Fleming's in Genali and I saw Rhonda Birchmore there? We made eye contact. And I was like, yeah, it's me, just don't tell anyone.
Mm.
That's what I said to her anyway.
Oh, that was a long journey to a small door.
Also, speaking of closing down, the last of Amanda's kitchen throw-ups. Throwbacks.
Bite into it. Bite the top off.
What the hell's that? Oh, ew. No, it's like a... It's like a soup.
Yes, it is. It's chicken soup.
Oh, fuck. That's cheap. Be frozen chicken soup. Oh, that's true.
It's an actual recipe. Actually, it's, it's vegetable soup, but with chicken bouillon cubes put in. It's swearable.
Is it?
Can't see why that had to end. This has been Jimbo's Jibber Jabber.
Thank you, Jimmy D.
Jonesy and Amanda.
WSFM.